With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Residents in the nation's heartland now beginning to pick up the pieces. Powerful storms killing at least 15 people overnight, leaving a wide trail of destruction across parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Hit especially hard the tiny town of Valley View, Texas, not far from the Oklahoma border. At least 7 residents died there. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump receiving the backing of a former rival.
Former Republican Governor and Ambassador Nikki Haley broke weeks of silence and announced that she'll be voting for Trump, even though she described him as unhinged during the Republican primaries. She announced her intention last week at the Hudson Institute, a conservative Washington think tank, and encouraged Trump to woo her supporters. Despite Haley's announcement, the Biden campaign said it would continue to court voters who backed the former GOP governor. Greg Clugston, the White House.
In the meantime, Mr. Trump yesterday addressing the Libertarian Party convention in Washington, D.C.
We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home.
A spokesman for the families of the missionary couple who were killed in Haiti say their bodies will be transported home to Missouri this week. The couple and a Haitian man were killed by criminal gang members. Police in New York City say a man calmly took a cup of liquid, set it on fire on the subway, then threw it at another rider. The suspect is in jail. The victim has been hospitalized. This is SRN News. Crucial warning from a mental health expert.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis. We have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness. And Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It has been some 80 years since the Holocaust. About 245,000 Jewish survivors, still those living in about 90 different countries. Half of them are in Israel, 18% live in Western Europe, 16% in the U.S., and 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. Their average age today is 86. This is SRN News. The use of diabetes and obesity medications has climbed among teenagers and young adults.
New research shows that the number of 12 to 25-year-olds who use the medications, such as Ozempic and Wegovy, climbed from about 8,700 a month in 2020 to 60,000 a month in 2023. Overall, in 2023, nearly 31,000 children aged 12 to 17 and more than 162,000 people aged 18 to 25 received the drugs. The report in the journal JAMA. John Scott reporting.
California authorities say a teenager arrested on suspicion of attempted carjacking and felony vandalism. 15-year-old boy was among a mob who swarmed a sheriff's deputy patrol car, pounding and kicking it. The teen tried to get the door open and get into the car. The deputy, though, was eventually able to close the door and drive away. More details at SRNNews.com.